Every designer needs to playtest their games. It helps identify the best parts of a game, where the game can be improved, or acts as a leaping-off point for all kinds of exciting new ideas. But the most valuable playtesting requires playtesters. A designer can only get so far on his own, and finding a willing bunch to try out your ideas can be a challenge. Playtest UK is an organisation dedicated to bringing designers together to create an environment where they can exchange ideas and engage in this most important part of the game design process. Today, we have an interview with Rob Harris, the chief organiser of Playtest UK, who I spoke to at the UK Games Expo last month, so apologies for taking so long to get this out. Rob and I chat about how valuable the UK Games Expo is as an opportunity for designers, and get his advice on how to playtest, how to be a good playtester, and the ever more impressive impact Playtest UK is having on the UK board game scene. Hope you enjoy the show.
My name is Rob Harris. I run Playtest UK with the help of a fantastic team of people. So we're running the Playtest Zone at the UK Games Expo, where new designers can bring their games and their prototypes to be played by members of the public, so they can get feedback and hopefully then go away and improve their game and look to get published some of the games, and some of the games will be self-published.
How important is the Expo for you guys?
It's really, really great opportunity, the Expo. We have monthly meetings around the country, so we're actually in 11 different cities. But those meetings tend to be designers playing with designers. So you get fantastic feedback about maybe the structure of the game or different aspects of the gameplay. But the Expo is where you actually get to sit down with the customers, the sort of the gaming public, as it were. And sometimes, you know, you may have had several meetups with designers that explain that, about card drafting or all sort of the technical mechanics of a game. But sometimes here, if you sit down, an eight-year-old sits opposite you and says, "Yeah, but I'm really bored." You know, you go, "Okay, that's actually really important feedback. I need to know that this game is going to be engaging to people of different age groups." You know, so yeah, it's a different type of feedback, but it's really, really valuable. Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for us here, and it really is. I mean, it's astonishing how big the show is now. It's incredible. The guys have done an amazing job, the organisers. They really, I just take my hat off to them. You know, starting from such a small base. In 10 years, they're in the NEC. And I think next year, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
So, yeah. How long have you been coming?
We, well, personally, I actually missed the first year. But I've been the last, and that's been my ninth year. And the playtests we've been running for the last 7 years. So it's been really great. So we were there in the Clarendon Suites, where they originally were. We sort of had a little room. And then when they moved to the Hilton, we had like a bigger room there, and then a bigger room last year. And we've got, they've given us a great space again this year in the NEC. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic.
So how long has Playtest UK been running?
Playtest UK started, I think officially we started, I mean, the several of us were sort of playing each other's games beforehand, but officially we started in 2009. And so yeah, so we're now 7 years old as a group. We joined Meetup in 2012, which has been a fantastic tool for us. So Meetup's a website that organises groups of people. And so we set up on there, and that's enabled us basically to grow and grow and grow, and now be all around the country.
Do you used to just be based in one city then?
Yeah, so originally we started, London on Board is a fantastic board game group in London, and they're very big, and they're on Meetup actually, funnily enough, as well. So as a group, we started just going along to their game groups and then grabbing some of the players to play some of the prototypes. And then as we got bigger and bigger and bigger, we found, okay, we're going to need our own space. And then so we grew out of them, really. But I still know a lot of the guys there. They're really helpful to us when we started out.
Do you have any advice for guys coming to one of these kind of events and to playtest their game?
For new designers, or all designers actually, to be honest, I mean, several of our members are published designers as well. Advice is always playtest, playtest, playtest. I know it's a mantra, obviously, and it's what we're about, but it's the only way really to learn enough about your game. This year we've had several people that have come with games that have literally only ever been in their bedroom or only ever been played by members of their family, and after their playtest session they come away going, wow, you know, this is real feedback. Because obviously members of the family are always going to tell you that it's a nice game, and they may not understand games enough to give you proper details about the mechanics and things like that, but the people here will, they'll tell you what it's like, what it really is like, you know, and that's the best way to improve your game. So design is an iterative process, so it goes round in circles. Every time you do a new version, you've got to playtest that to then find out what needs to be changed, to then do a new version. It kind of never ends. I mean, even the published games, you have to sort of come to a point where you go, okay, now it stops, and let's see if we can get it published or send it to a publisher to, yeah, as a submission. But yeah, the process itself never ends. And it's fascinating when you see, and we've seen games here that, I mean, last year, or a couple of years ago actually, we had a game from a submarine commander who he'd actually started creating the game in the 80s when he was actually captain of a nuclear submarine in the North Sea, because there was not a lot else to do while you're on a submarine. And then he came to us 2 years ago when we were at the UK Games Expo, and he said, oh, this is a game I've been working on, I'm only thinking about again now getting into it. And so he was in the playtest zone, and very sweetly he came round earlier this morning just to say, oh, thank you guys. From the playtest zone, and Phil Richardson, who was one of our guys who helped out, they went through the game, they playtested the game together. He's now got it published. It's called They Come Unseen. It's been published by Osprey Games.
I saw that this morning.
And he was really made up, and he was very, very sweet. Came and said, oh, thank you guys, you know, you're one of the reasons it's been published. And he's actually put an acknowledgement to Playtest UK and us in that. So
that's cool. Excellent.
It's great to hear when you hear those stories. It's brilliant.
What about from the other side then? How can you be a good playtester?
When I'm playtesting with people, I try to move most of my feedback to the end of the session. Quite often what can happen, I mean, it's important that you play and you're very honest and constructive, and also you're aware of the games that you like. So if you're, say, you're really into card games and then you're playing a dice game, you don't like dice games, you should be straightforward with the designer about what games you like. Your feedback can still be very important, but just to be aware that maybe you're not their target audience. And also I try and ask playtesters to leave their feedback towards the end of the session. So maybe even if they want to make little notes about things that they're thinking of. Because sometimes if the game gets broken up too much with stop, start, oh, this thing, and then there's a discussion about this mechanic and a discussion about this mechanic. And as a designer, you can't see the flow of the game, how a game would normally play. So I try to play all the way through and then have a long discussion. So maybe allow half an hour or so if people are into that time to talk about all the different aspects of things. Most important thing probably is be constructive, and the second thing is but be honest, because the worst feedback sometimes for a designer is, oh no, it's all fine. It sounds like the nicest thing you could say, but actually there's nowhere to go with that information. I enjoyed it because of the story, or I enjoyed it because of the mechanics, is really useful, but it's just, oh, it's nice, or something that doesn't help.
What games have you seen? What ones can you comment on?
We've seen lots of games obviously come through playtests in the 7 years. We've seen quite a few published games in recent years as well. So as I say, they come and seen. One of our designers, Fabio Lipiano. He won the Hippo Dice competition this year, which is the sort of big game design competition in Germany. One of our other members, Brett Gilbert, won it a few years ago as well. Some of the guys, Elysium, is another Brett Gilbert and Matt Dunstan designed. They were nominated for the Spiel des Jahres last year for Elysium. So we're seeing lots, and I was just chatting to a few of the guys earlier, and there seems to be a lot of playtest stuff out there now. Obviously, the designers, the ones working very hard, but they're using playtests to sort of get the feedback, improve the game, and move on. So I know AEG particularly, apparently, when they were at Essen last year, they had three playtest members, one after another, in meetings. And finally, by the third one, they were sort of, what is this Playtest UK that we keep hearing about, you know? So the long-term goal, really, when we started out, and this was kind of a pipe dream, was that, you know, Britain would become known for good game design, good game designers. And I was talking to some publishers today, actually, and I think, hopefully, that's now starting to happen. Ludicrations were saying that the design community now we've got in the UK is a very special thing, and we should look after it. They're publishing games by David Mortimer, who's one of our members, and and David Turksey as well as another of our members. So and they can see that the way people, one thing I like to see as well at the moment is a lot of our members are actually collaborating on designs, so there's a lot of co-designs together. You can see that people are coming together and sharing ideas. It's just fantastic to see.
Why would you recommend people come to playtest games rather than, you know, trying to keep up with all the games that are already published, right? Okay. Like at an event like this, why come to playtest games rather than see all the new stuff?
Yeah, it's a very good question actually, because obviously there's so many fantastic printed games here that people can play and then buy, you know, and some of those obviously have come through the playtest UK process. But I think as well, people like, sometimes it's really nice to sit down and play a game at an early site, and just then you can see how the game develops. And you know, the input from playtest is absolutely crucial. So to feel, okay, I understand games, so I'm playing a new game, maybe I can help this designer develop and get to the next stage of their design. I think there's something very special about that. And I have to say, the playtest tables this year, we keep getting extra tables added onto the zone, and they keep getting filled all the time. So we're booked out. We were booked out before, then I got some extra tables, and now we're booked out again. So
are you by the big steel doors, right? Maybe they can open those up, and you can keep.
it's really crazy, but it's been such a fantastic time this year, and every year actually the UK Games Expo, it's just, it grows and grows, and because it's everyone from around the UK, we get to meet other people, and a lot of the groups that are now, so we've got groups in Cardiff, Bath, Cambridge, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Leeds, Norwich, Enfield, oh god, if I missed anybody out, they'll kill me. And those ones have literally come from meeting people here that have said, oh wow, this is really cool, how can we get involved? It's like, okay, well we can help you set up your group, you know, and put you on Meetup as well, so people know about you, and then grow the groups that way. The UK Games Expo has been fantastic for us in that way.
Do you manage to see anything else at the Expo while you're here?
I get about, the good thing is, because we were here on Thursday to set up, so then I managed to do a quick tour and sort of chat to everybody I know that's also setting up, which is really good. But actually at the show, I'll probably get about 20 minutes away from the stands. I'll go and grab a sandwich, quickly say hello to somebody, it can be quite difficult to get away because it's just so manic. I mean, yeah. I have to say though, it wouldn't happen without the volunteers that help with the playtest. So they're incredible. I mean, quite often someone will come to talk to me about something, and I'll look round, and actually the job I was just about to go and do, one of the guys has literally just gone and done it. It's all done. I look around, it's like, wow, that's amazing. So I'm really lucky to have such a great team with me. I really am.
Yep. Okay, great. Have you got any final thoughts, comments you want to share, and where can people find you and Playtest UK?
Playtest UK, you can find us at www.playtest.co.uk. Our meetups are on meetup.com, so that will be www.meetup.com/playtest. So come on, get involved, really. The thing that we're very, very strict about is that the games are open to everybody, so established designers and people, brand new games, and we get people quite often that come along, and maybe their only experience of games has been Monopoly and Cluedo, and those games are as valid, you know, so come bring those on, put them on the table, and we can give you feedback, maybe introduce you to new games that might feed into your design, and it's been lovely to see over the years actually people that come along with very sort of roll and move games. And then that's just changed. And then, you know, their next game is suddenly a kind of Euro game, you know, or the next game is a deck builder or something, because you've seen their game development develop, their game design.
So that's fascinating. How do you handle that kind of game? You know, how do you provide feedback on that when, you know, sometimes certainly, you know, you might end up looking down, you know, feel like you're looking down on like a roll and move type of mechanic?
I mean, that's, to be honest, that's one of the very important things about playtest. We're very careful. That's why everybody who sets up a group around the country, I've met and I've spoken to and I've discussed with them face to face. Because for me, the most important thing is that we have to be a friendly and welcoming group. And there's no sort of, oh yes, no, roll and move is no good, how can you possibly be making roll and move games now? It's like, no, roll and move, you know, they can work and they've worked in the past. There are new games now, and maybe we can introduce you to those games. But no, there's no clique. It's all peer-to-peer, you know, so even the published designers will be playtesting games from brand new designers. It's their first game. We're all on the same level. All of our feedback is as important as everybody else's. And that's very important, that ethos for the whole of Playtest UK.